When Eric Adams was campaigning for mayor, he set ambitious goals for building new bus and protected bike lanes. But 9 months into office, both goals appear already out of reach. WNYC's Stephen Nesson reports his transit agency is also struggling to keep up with routine demands.
As a candidate, Eric Adams said he was going to be the first mayor to use a bike to get to work.
You're going to see me on my bike all the time, riding to and from City Hall in a real way.
He made big promises about street improvements, too. He'd put in 300 miles of protected bike lanes and 150 miles of bus lanes in 4 years. In April, Mayor Adams was already boasting about how busy his transportation agency has been.
We get stuff done in this administration. That's why we continuously use the term historical.
But 9 months into office, Adams is nowhere close to meeting his campaign goals. The administration expects to complete 30 miles of protected bike lanes this year. And for bus lanes, so far, the Adams administration has installed just 2 miles.
Unfortunately, Mayor Adams isn't getting things done for bus riders.
That's Tabitha Decker, Deputy Executive Director at Transit Center.
Bus lanes are one of the most effective tools that the city has to speed up our buses, which are the slowest in the country.
The slow pace of work comes as some advocates worry about a brain drain at the Department of Transportation. One indication of trouble is the way routine documents and statistics aren't being updated. The Vision Zero crash map hasn't been refreshed since the end of July. The map has data that advocates and analysts use to determine dangerous intersections in the city. And bicycle counters that show how many cyclists are on the streets haven't been updated since April. Since Adams took office, routine reports on street safety that used to come out reliably during the de Blasio years haven't been released yet. John Orcutt, with the group Bike New York, worked at the DOT during the Bloomberg administration and says the agency is struggling to retain talent now.
It's repelling people who are the driven, interested, talented cohort that the city needs really badly.
A spokesperson for the DOT didn't address this. He did say the agency plans to spend $900 million on street improvements and that a lot of road work is typically done in the last few months of the year. Stephen Nesson, WNYC News.